Hey, I'm Drew.
And I'm Eileen. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Download an audiobook
for free
with a 30-day free trial.
That's right. Just visit audibletrial.com/AOIS21. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
That's right. You heard it here. You heard it now.
Faux free. Welcome to Two Girls, One Joint. I'm your host, Eileen Vega.
And I'm Drew Vincent.
Thanks for tuning in where we like to shoot the shit,
smoke the weed,
and keep it real. What up, bitches?
Hello.
Oh, we're back. We're really high.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty high.
I'm quite high. I haven't been high in a while, so it hits you quick.
It hits you quick, man. It's like a shark.
Yeah.
You're like shark high. You're shark bitten high.
What? How is it? What is shark?
You know, a shark bite comes on quick. You
don't see it coming. That does. That does come on quick. Oh, all of a sudden, I'm bitten by a shark. It happens so fast. So it's like getting high when you haven't smoked in a while. Whoa, I'm high.
That's blood, blood,
and there's blood everywhere.
So anyway, given that we're high,
we're back,
and we're back to talk more. We got food this time because we learned our lesson last episode.
Yeah, we were a little too hungry. We went pretty far down the road of all the kinds of food we like.
Anyway, so given that we're high, I just thought it would be cool if we talked about something that we usually just talk about all the time anyway.
Yeah.
About all the things that are just better high.
Yeah.
You're just better.
And it is something we talk about every time we get high. we talk about all the things that are better because
sometimes
we're high.
I think we forget that we already talked about how good we think life is high.
Mm-hmm.
That we just are like, isn't it great to be high?
Yeah, that's great. Flowers are so much better when you're high. Ooh, this smells good. And I'm high.
Yeah. Like, oh my god. Yeah, senses. Senses.
Yeah, that's sense. What's that word?
Synesthesia.
Sensitivity.
Sensitivity. Kind of. More like, oh my god.
Sensitivity. There's a word for it.
Synesthesia, which I think is an English term or something. I should look that up. Alexa, what is synesthesia?
Synesthesia is usually defined as a sensation that normally occurs in one sense modality occurs when another modality is stimulated.
It's like your cross senses.
Okay.
So,
thanks, Alexa. Anyway, that wasn't...
does increase
your senses. Because, like, obviously, and this is, you know, I'm going to try not to make it too much of the episode, but food just tastes better high. Like, duh.
It tastes better high.
Duh. Like, whenever I want to eat a baller meal, I'm not going to do it not high.
And, like, I could say, like, the typical things people think of, like, of what's better high is usually food and, like, probably watching a movie, watching Family Guy, watching TV.
Watching a concert, going to a concert, a comedy show. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Things are funny.
I go on to comedy shows, like, on edibles all the time. Who the fuck goes to a comedy show who's a stoner? Not stoned.
Well, you, when you perform.
Yeah,
that's the one thing. Because it's
the one time. Because, okay, I will say that, which is, like, side note, not really, like, super pertinent to today's episode, but side note, I do sometimes do stand-up comedy, and then when I do stand-up comedy, I, like, won't do it high. Because I just know that I'm gonna...
It's just a different vibe. So it's not a lot like this podcast at all, obviously. Like, this is like a chill, just chatting. And then when you do stand up, you're
comedy,
flashy, you're loud, you're funny.
I've rehearsed the material over and over, and I don't want to, like, fuck it up, and I don't want to forget something.
And you're kind of vivacious when you are, you know.
I'm vivacious.
You're vivacious all the time, but you're another thing to do when you're on the stage, you know, like you're a natural performer.
Yeah. But also, I guess another cool thing to do high is record a podcast. Like, look at us.
Well, that's what we're doing.
Look at us. Two girls. Oh, enjoy.
Exactly.
Pass back and forth. Or should I say more specifically, a sort of spliff with this, like herbal smoking blend. Mm-hmm. So not tobacco. Anyway.
It's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I like our life.
Yeah. So I like outside our life. Of the food and the movies and all that kind of stuff, I would say the sense that you kind of forget is heightened is like your physical, and I'm not going to even say sex, but it's also your physical sense. But touching. Like things like stretching.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, I actually like am not an active person at all. Like I don't exercise that much and I don't stretch basically ever. But then when I'm high and I randomly stretch, it's like, it feels so good.
I should try that.
So anything physical, like also, like obviously massages.
Oh yeah, I always do massages high. But I don't work out high. I won't.
No, I wouldn't
like
work
my
out
boyfriend
high.
Works out high because he, I don't know, energizes him. But when I get high, I'm like sort of like too lazy and like I'm in my own head a little bit. So I think like I just would move like very slowly and not be productive. But if I do anything like I'm gonna invert, like I'm gonna do something like I don't know if I'm gonna do some sort of sport that requires me to like move. any direction suddenly being high is just not ideal.
No.
I'm like, it's on.
But I guess
I'm not going to jog high. I just won't do this jog.
Well, one thing is like you and I kind of like similar things. Like we are kind of like this chill stoners, like smoke, get food, and chill.
Yeah.
But some people
are energized by being high.
Like they love, even exercising or like they go socialize more and things like that. And I do like to do that high sometimes too, but I'm generally more of like stick to the couch, you know, just relax.
Yeah, it's kind of like what we were talking about earlier. Like
drinking is more social for me, and like smoking is more like just chilling,
right,
you or like just a couple people or nobody
or no one. Yeah, because I for real, like I don't want to be high when I go do things when I'm trying to accomplish something. I'm not gonna be high at a competition or a workplace or somewhere where I have like my product will be judged or something. I want to be from sound mind doing that. But I've That's known true. People. I talked like I met someone who was like, oh, I like whenever I do a competition or a performance or something like that, I'm always high, and I'm like,
yeah. And some people are kind of more like functional.
Yeah, I know people who like
skaters,
get high just
you know.
Yeah,
that was the thing back in the day.
To
right?
skate, yeah, that's like, and that's physically demanding.
Like
and you know,
scary.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not gonna do that shit high. I'm not gonna like go on a spin high. And
yeah,
then
but some people, you know, we need to get some more perspectives because we have similar.
We are kind of similar. We're like sedentary high people, but we do make products like a podcast. That's pretty cool.
I painted my walls.
Yeah, I'll paint high. That's nice. I'll do sedentary things that don't require me to like exert a ton of like energy or momentum. Because my body awareness is also sort of like, whatever. Like my depth perception is sort of off when I'm high.
Yeah, more like low key.
So I can't imagine someone being like, I'm gonna go to gymnastics class.
But
I mean,
our favorite thing that we do is restorative yoga.
That's the best thing to do high.
Highly recommend.
Oh my god, because you will totally nothing makes you take advantage of Shavasana the way you're supposed to take advantage of Shavasana more
Which
than
is,
being high.
Shavasana is that the one where you're like lying down?
Yeah, that's corpse pose or whatever. You're
but
just like, I'm really
restorative yoga, for people who don't know, is like basically I like to call it nap yoga because you just could just lay in different positions for 4 minutes or like three to five minutes, and they give you blankets and bolsters and stuff, so you're like in a comfortable position and you hold the stretch for a long time. And so like when you're
so it's not like exhausting, it's not like super demanding.
And
that's something
they'll give you some
high.
Aromatherapy, like some oil, and they play calming music. So it's like super chill. Every time we've gone,
they're always like talking you through things.
Yeah.
They're like, now concentrate on releasing the energy from your knee.
Yeah. And you're just, like, lying there in a comfy position.
It's nice. And they put blankets on top of you sometimes, too.
So it's good because if you exercise and your muscles are sore,
I think of it like a massage.
It's a nice, like, stretch.
Yeah, I think of it like a massage because you're, you know, because you lay in it for so long, it does, like, stretch the muscle in such a way that, like, you feel like you had a massage.
And they give you that spiel in the class. At least they did for us. It's like, oh, it, like, gets you deeper and deeper into the stretch more so than you normally would by allowing it time.
Yep.
But so what we used to do, and we should do it again soon, is restorative yoga high and then go get all you can eat. Or go to Hot and Juicy.
Oh, yeah.
Get, like, go get Cajun shrimp.
Oh, my God. So much. So many possibilities. Oh, God. The best thing... Can I just talk about the best meal I've ever had high?
Yeah.
Because why not? I mean, that's a hard... I'm sorry.
I don't know how you could
choose. I don't even know how I could choose, but there's one thing that's, like, vividly sticking out in my memory.
Okay.
But it was this Korean barbecue that I went to, and it was...
Was it in Vegas?
Yeah, it's called Hoback, and it was so lit.
Nice.
Like, they just... They come to your table and they cook the meat, like, right there, and then you have all these sides. You have, like, potato pancakes and, like, kimchi and, like, you know, the pickled daikon and all this, like, all this stuff. And so, like, the sides are all, like, bottomless, and then also, like, the meat is just so plentiful. So good. And it was just insane. It was just, like, tier worthy. So, why? Like, that sometimes,
delicious.
Sometimes, like, if I'm high and I have, like, a really dope meal, it makes me, like, want to cry, you know?
Yeah. I get, like, my heart will race of excitement about food when I'm high. Seriously. Like, I've had that happen to me where I'm, like, I'm so excited about food.
Oh, my God.
My heart's racing. And I was like, okay, I need to just breathe.
Yeah, so instead of being paranoid, like, you know, sometimes if you're not hungry, it manifests as paranoia or something.
Yeah.
Or it manifests as, like, over giddy or something like that, and like nope, but with food around that stimulus, it's more like take my breath away. But I've kind of cried when I'm I do a lot of crying high. So I saw a show yesterday. It was really good, and it was like, you know, at a fancy theater and shit like that, and it was, like, acrobatic stuff. And I was on an edible, and I, like, could not stop crying. I was just like, this is the greatest stuff ever. Like, this is so emotional. Like, it was intensely emotional. Yeah. Like, the performers were, like, very, very good at emoting and, like, getting you, like, captivated into the scene and stuff. And I was just like, oh my God, this is, like, so beautiful.
Yeah, it sounds like it was awesome.
Yeah, so, like, going to shows.
Going to shows, Stone.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I went to Dave Chappelle Stone, but then I think I ate too big of an edible because, like, I kind of fell asleep at the end.
Oh, no.
And I was like, fuck, Dave Chappelle. Oh, wow.
That sucks. What was I thinking of?
You ever been to a show high?
Yeah, oh, I was going to say 3D IMAX shows.
Oh, to go to one.
Yeah, we are. But, well, that's it. Yeah, I mean, I was kind of thinking, I guess IMAX is a lot more, like, I guess all the movies are really big, but, like, ones, like, in, like, museums about, like, roller coasters, and it's, like, a 3D huge screen. Or, like, oh, there's one that was, like, Under the Sea documentary shown at a museum in, like, 3D huge IMAX.
I've never thought of going to a museum high.
Yeah,
dude, I should go to a museum high. I always feel like I should be on better behavior in a museum, but fuck that.
You know, I actually, in college, did go, I had a... art assignment to get inspired at a museum. Like, that was the assignment, and it was to, like, sketch little things that I liked and write down things that I liked at any museum. So what I did is I like, rolled up a joint, went and smoked it, and went to the museum and, like, just went through the exhibits and, like, anything I liked, I tried to trace it. So it was pretty fun.
Yeah. Damn.
Got a good grade on the project, too.
Damn. you lit.
Yeah.
The next 30 seconds may not be suitable for all audiences as it discusses suicide. This episode is sponsored by...
Suicidal thoughts are not harmful. Suicide kills. Everyone has a relationship with something unholy they have preferred. That unholy thing soils the vessel where a holy God cannot dwell. Thank God for Jesus Christ that blankets us with the blood of Jesus, allowing us all of God, a mind's road to redemption. My Dear Suicide by Onowabuchi Ayozi, now available in paperback from Amazon and Lulu, or ebook for Kindle, Apple, Kobo, or Nook, or www.onowabuchi.webs.com.
That's like the olden days. Like, so I would say it changes over time. So in college and earlier when I first started smoking.
Yeah, back when we weren't seasoned, you know, when we did it occasionally.
Yeah, but it would be like, let's plan these big events. Let's like go to this party or, you know, go, I don't know, go out, do some, just like some active stuff. Go sledding.
Oh, mine was always shamefully in the middle of the night, at the end of the night.
What was?
When I'd smoked in college.
Oh, yeah.
Shamefully in the middle
of the night. Well, I would be like, go to a party where I didn't know that many people, and I would just be like, it'd be cool if I went high first, and that, like, it'll relax me, but it's like, no, it didn't at all. It was just, like, more stressful.
Yeah.
That, the big but then social you have situation, to sort of, like, accept, well, like, yeah, for what you're in the mood to do, you just have to do it. And don't be like, oh, make yourself go do something you actually don't want to do.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that is not better high. Like those
yeah, exactly.
situations. Like, for example, we had a friend who, like, we went to this bar because she was gonna get engaged. Mm-hmm. And I was like stoned out of my mind. And I was just like, I hope I'm not acting weird. Am I acting weird? Hope I'm not acting weird. Oh, I don't want to ruin this big moment because I think I might be acting weird. Like, it's not the ideal thing to do high.
No.
But would I do it again? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, would.
You can actually do a lot more high than me.
Yeah, my proficiency is pretty high.
Yeah,
I have guaranteed if I am not, there's only two times of the day I'm not high, and that's like when I'm at work. And that includes the before time, like, since, like, I don't wake up, get high, then go to work, like, I would never do that. I just, mm-hmm. like, I'm gonna be sober until I'm done with work, and then I exercise when I'm done working, and then exercising, then I get high. Yeah. If you see me and I'm not at work, nor am I exercising, or going on my way to do either of those things, I'm probably high.
Yeah.
I'm probably high. That's rolling stoned.
Rolling Stone.
Like, that's because I just, lots of things are very high. I think that's why I'm, like, not as social as you are, though. Mm-hmm. Because
you don't drink as much.
Yeah. You know. Because I'm high. Because I don't want to do, like, things.
There'll be times when you're smoking more because I'll be like, well, I'm going out, so I'm not going to smoke right now.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, well,
I'm not going out.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Or I am like, yeah, I'm going to go right now, so I'm going to smoke.
Yeah.
Because there are some things, like, I guess all of our friends are used to it.
If I'm out stoned.
Yeah, that's why I just leave early. Yeah. And I do.
And that's what you do, yeah.
But I think my friends are used to it. But no, like, I don't know. I think it also, I love smoking with someone I'm going to fuck. Or I'm mm-hmm. fucking, or I'm in a relationship with.
You know, like, it's funny. That's exactly where my mind just wandered to.
You were like, let's talk about the day. Like,
let's talk about sex.
We're in sync, bitch.
You want to think about
we are in sync. We are in sync, bitch.
We are.
I want to tell somebody bye, 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 because we are in sync. Was that right? Did they sing that? Yeah. Bye, bye, bye.
Gotta be, yeah.
It's like, it's not BFB. I get them confused.
Yeah, me too. I do all the time.
But son, yeah. Yeah. Like, I know that when I was, like, dating, a huge criteria was, like, would the guy smoke and chill?
Smoke, yeah.
Like, I kind of tried to make it work, with people who didn't smoke. Actually, like, there were a couple of boyfriends I had that didn't smoke. Yeah, that fine. Didn't smoke. And it's just, like, not as cool. It's, yeah. A relationship is better high, I think.
Yes! So good, yes.
Because I just remember it sucked so bad. Like, I remember my ex, like, how we went out of town for Valentine's Day and how lame it was. And how I had to, like, go for a long-ass walk in the cold to smoke. Because he was like, oh, I don't like you. Like, like, oh my god, like, lame. Like, so lame. Mm-hmm. Just... And another guy who I was, like, starting to see, like, I thought we were, like, gonna start dating, and we slept with each other, and then he was like, it's not gonna work because, mm-hmm. like, you smoke pot.
Yeah.
Lame. I think a pot smoker and a not pot smoker could possibly have a relationship.
It can work
if the not pot smoker is really just, like, very nonchalant and not, like, hypersensitive, allergic, gives me headaches bullshit. Mm-hmm. Not that that's bullshit. I mean, I know it actually does do that to some people. But yeah, I mean, like, true. Bullshit because I'm like, lame.
It's just hard. You know, it can work out, but it just is, like, something to kind of work out
the schedule. But I think, like, if you're a stoner,
the other person's willing to
this take. sounds like very pure dinner. You just need to be with someone like you. Stoners, you need
that
to
is help. Very Puritan.
Get stone. Hello, stoners. Face. You need to only be with your can. Yeah. Don't mix with the other can.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. That's why, like, it's never for me a deal breaker.
Yeah, it's not a deal breaker, but it is sort of. You're forlorn about it.
In the back of your head.
No, not forlorn. That's strong.
Well, it's just something to keep an eye on. And see if, like, you still get along on other levels. It's fine. But
like, if you're going to be with an unlike person, there better be a lot of fucking good shit you're putting up with.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I got really lucky because, you know, Obvi got my bae. He's really into the weed, too.
Yeah,
It's like the epicenter, you know. Mm-hmm.
I think
it would be very ironic if one day, I think I fantasize in my stoned stupor sometimes, if down the line one of us develops, like, an allergy to it or something,
and you'll be out.
Not that we'll be out, but we'll just be wow.
To go outside to smoke and things.
Or no, I think it would be me, and it would be like, wow, now we have to explore this whole new side of our relationship, which we're not smoking. Anyway, that's like a weird...
That's so funny.
That's a really weird thing to think about. But anyway,
to think of, like, how weed affects your relationship.
How weed affects your relationship. I think it leads to a lot of cuddling. I think it's chill. Everyone cuddles, I think, but I think in cuddle, I don't know, I feel like cuddling feels really good high, because your sensory...
Getting your back rubbed.
Because I feel like when you're high, you know, with all the sense... do you want the roach?
Nah.
With all the senses being heightened, you can, like, really... really appreciate when, like...
The feels.
Yeah. Like, skin-to-skin contact.
Yes.
If anything, when I'm high, I'm sort of like a cat.
Yeah.
Not like a cat, but...
I'm always like a cat.
I'm
always like, give me that, my back.
Give me that pussy, Drew.
Yeah, well, so I guess weed has affected my, like, sex life a little bit and relationships. I guess, like, a past boyfriend, he and I smoked a bunch. Like, we didn't smoke that much, but we smoked, and he smoked a lot. And sometimes we would incorporate it into sex, and that was always really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say, like, the best sex, but this is, like, I always am like, oh, my favorite kind of sex is... hot box a tent. Like, be camping and, like, smoke weed in your tent and fuck. Like, that's the ideal situation from experience. So it definitely is legit. I've had a few people that we just, like, smoke and fuck kind of at the same time, and it's, like, always, like, a really
I've never fun done it experience. At the same time. I should do it at the same time.
I actually, for me, the reason was because I actually just, I don't know, when I was high, I wouldn't, like, when I was high, sex felt really good, but I never, like, wanted to do it, I guess.
Oh, yeah, because you're sort of in that,
like, if I was already high, like, we've already smoked first, and then I'm, like, chilling, and then I'm just, like, not in the mood to have sex. So then that was sort of a solution. I was like, but I want to fuck high, but I just never feel like it. I was like, ooh, well, I kind of start fucking and then smoke a little
bit.
And keep going, and it's really great. I highly recommend it.
That's nice. It's like you're getting a fluffer. Some cock fluffer.
Yeah.
Some cock and pot fluffer. That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm into
glad
it.
You're into it. I'll do it next time I have the chance.
Yeah. Tell me about it when you're done.
I will. I'll give you every detail.
Celebrating your friends getting laid is better high.
Thing to do.
Is it better, yeah. Is better high too? Yeah. I mean, I'm into sex high.
Yeah,
I do a lot of sex high. I would say most of the times I've had like crying orgasms, they were all high.
Oh wow.
Yeah, like highness unlocks the crying orgasm. It's a pretty interesting type of orgasm. Yeah,
it's good.
It's pretty intense, pretty, it's indicative.
I feel like that could be your brand. Crying and orgasming.
What would you like to have? Well, I see on the menu that you offer the crying orgasm special.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take three of those. Well, you're going to have to order extra drinks because she'll need to hydrate in between each ride. crying orgasms, they're all high. I know for a fact that they're all high. Yeah, that is not something unlocked in a sober state of mind. You have to be like super loose. I mean, chill. Oh my god, not loose. Like,
yeah, like real loose.
You gotta be like really not tense, right? You have to be like so relaxed that he could just like go to town. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta be like,
so loose.
So you gotta, oh, here, as I spread my legs and demonstrate.
Yeah.
So you gotta be like super relaxed, right? So we could just like go in there.
I'm actually not getting horny for
that. I'm glad.
Get it.
So he goes like, and he goes hard, and that's what unlocks.
That's what you want.
That's what unlocks like the basal vagina orgasm. That is, hence that becomes the crying orgasm, right? So like, yeah, you're going really hard. You're like, oh my god, yeah, I can take it. I can take everything. Oh my god, give me all you got. And that's only something I can achieve like super stoned when I'm just like, give it to me. This is like sometimes my edible high. Like my edible high can be like a fucking really intense, like vicious animal. And I'm just like, give it to me. Grab the headboard and go for it. And then like, you know, that can happen because I'm like very, very not tense. And then like, bam, hits, I don't know, something, just the slap in the bottom of the vagina cavity, just like too many times, just gets me, right?
So then
it's just like, it starts off as like I'm just like crying out in pleasure, and then I'm just like, I can't even catch my breath, and like the crying out in pleasure becomes like real crying. And I'm just like, yes, like
that's awesome.
And then I cry.
Sounds good. Okay, I'm gonna try and get high and really relax.
And
give
just
it a shot.
And get fucked.
Get fucked really, really,
get
hard.
Fucked really
I have to
hard.
Get it really hard.
You have to get
that's
it
the
so
key
hard.
Takeaway point. Real, real hard.
You have to get.
Let it
you
happen.
Have to get murdered.
You have to get
murder, she wrote.
Yeah,
and then. And
great.
It's so funny because, like, the times I've had, because I feel like, you know, I have, like, crying orgasms, like, sprinkled throughout my sex life. And, it's like you are sobbing, right? And your partner looks at you and you're like, are you okay, I'm sorry. And you just get like a thumbs up.
Yeah.
And they just keep going. Right? Yeah. And it's so funny because like when I come that hard, I become like a zombie.
Yeah.
Like it's like, let's switch directions or something like that. And I'm just like, slowly, like a millimeter at a time, like turning over my shoulder, like,
getting it.
And I'm like, I've got the shakes, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, Highness is real. Like, that shit is lit.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, like, I feel like it also ups my stamina. Like, I just want to go again, because I become a pig.
A sex pig.
Like, I just go,
the
like,
sex pig special.
The sex pig crying orgasm special.
That's great.
With a side of from behind. With a side of doggy style. Sorry.
Yeah.
Second round doggy style. It has to be second round.
Second round doggy style?
Second round
doggy
style.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Mm,
I don't start with doggy style. It's like
you work up to it.
I work up to it.
Nice. That's what's up. Well, I can't remember if I was stoned when I made myself squirt by accident, but I feel that I was, I was just in a deep euphoria afterward. I was like kind of bewildered. Like I was using a vibrator that I had gotten at like some
passion
sex
party
store
or something.
No, it was after a breakup, my friend bought me, like, went, she said, let's go to a sex store and do, like, vibrator shopping.
Aw, that's so
nice.
Yeah,
it was super fun. And so we got this really great vibrator, and it was dope, and I used it. And the second time I used it...
You did a great job.
I just accidentally, like, you know...
You were super
go
proficient.
Go into town, and then, like, used it. I don't know what happened. I started squirting. And so then I, like, removed it and took it away. And then, like, very slowly brought my hand back and was like, And then, like, I touched it again and started, like, squirting again. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Okay, go for it. Go with it. Just let it happen.
That's amazing.
And then I, like, actually am glad you weren't home. This is when we were roommates. I was, like... I came out, like, with no bottoms on, like, came out of my room, went to the bathroom holding a vibrator, and just, like, looked in the mirror and was like, you're good.
Your pussy's gold.
Yeah, your pussy's gold. It's fantastic. You just made yourself squirt.
Oh my God.
So how was that?
That's amazing. Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Like, and then it got on the wall.
Yeah, it got everywhere.
You know, like when you drop a jar of spaghetti sauce?
I will say,
that's
yeah.
That's what it was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, I really do think, like, sexual things are better. Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, we could talk forever about food, but for real, real, also sex things.
There's more nuance.
Yeah, sex things. For
yeah,
sure.
It's definitely true.
And fun things.
Yeah, fun stories.
Yeah.
Fun things to
I
do.
Feel like you could have like a whole date.
Yeah.
Like it's like you guys go do something fun, you guys go see a concert or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke a little and giggle together. Yeah, smoke a little giggle, go watch a comedian, mm-hmm. and then come home. You want to keep watch Family Guy.
Yeah.
Food. The food will be really good because you're high. Then you, like, cuddle, because cuddling is good high. And, like, make each other squirt and or cry cum.
And cry cum. Yep. Sounds
like
those
a good,
are pretty solid list of things to do.
Hi. While you're high. You have a whole lovely
cry
day
cum.
Of it. Cry cum. Do
the crying orgasm.
Yeah,
the key takeaway in this.
Special, you know? It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful, wonderful life.
Yep.
Yeah. And so with that, I think you guys should just go roll yourself a blunt.
Yep.
Roll yourself.
And do something creative.
Do something. Yeah.
Paint.
Go paint.
We love to paint.
You can go do a puzzle.
Yeah, doing puzzles. Knitting.
Or don't do shit. Listen to our podcast.
Watch TV.
We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Two Girls, One Joint.
Keep it real, friends.
For more episodes of Two Girls, One Joint, subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, TuneIn, Podomatic, and audio.aoas21.com. You can support this podcast either by buying an ad through AdvertiseCast or on the AOAS 21 page on Patreon.
Copyright 2018, AS 21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved. AS 21 Media. What do you want your story to be?